Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The DH, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North, who is chasing the ball. Gamble reaches third base with a triple. Spikes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tenarche scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats North for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Haney reaches second base with a double. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. North reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. North steals third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. North scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. Washington moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Washington moves to third. Tenarche moves to second. 2 outs. Pat Bourque pinch hits for Larry Haney. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Tenarche now catching. Pat Bourque now playing first base. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a pop-up towards first. Bourque settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris bunts towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Broemer covering, for the out. North moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson is walked intentionally. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Crosby now playing shortstop. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. One out. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ten Arche strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.